When you think about it, it's amazing all the complex systems running behind the scenes in a modern building.
Yeah, like you just expect climate control and security and lighting to work flawlessly.
But it all depends on, intricate networks and remote access, and today that's where we're going to dive.
You're spot on. As buildings get smarter, we really need to rethink security.
Absolutely. It used to be just a lock and key. Now it's like this whole digital web of access points.
A complex web, for sure.
But you're here to guide us through it. Our listener wants to understand secure remote access, especially, focusing on operational technology or OT and how that applies to building management.
Right, so we're not just talking about IT networks anymore. We're talking about HVAC, building automation, security cameras, all this stuff that's connected and accessible remotely.
Okay, so how do we even start to untangle this? What are the main approaches to secure remote access?
Well, you'll see two main paths. The first one is the more traditional jump host solution, and then there's the increasingly popular zero trust model. Each has its strengths and weaknesses, especially when you think about the specific needs of building operations.
Okay, so jump host, that rings a bell. Is it like a digital bouncer, one entry point for anyone trying to access the building remotely?
That's a good way to think about it. It's like a heavily guarded gateway. All remote users have to go through this one point to get to the internal network. So think firewalls, intrusion detection systems, multi-factor authentication, all concentrated at this single entry point.
So you're funneling everyone through this one access point, and I guess that makes it easier to control security, right?
Exactly. It's much easier to monitor and defend one entrance than 100 different doors. And you can implement stricter protocols.
Makes sense. So what else makes a jump host a good option?
Well, centralized control and monitoring, that's huge. It's easier to spot suspicious activity. Plus, it simplifies network segmentation. You've got a clear boundary between the outside world and your critical OT systems. That reduces the potential attack surface.
What about those situations where, say, a vendor only needs to access one specific system, like just the HVAC controls? Do they still have to go through this whole entry process, even if they're just adjusting the thermostat?
Yeah, that's where some of the limitations of jump hosts come in. It can be a bit inflexible. Even for simple tasks, you often need broad access permissions, which can be a security risk. And if that single entry point fails, the whole system can go down.
So it's a trade-off, high security, but potentially vulnerable if that one point fails.
Right. And as you add more connected devices and users, jump hosts can struggle to keep up. You might need multiple jump hosts to handle different systems or locations, which adds more complexity and cost.
Okay, so that left us to the other approach you mentioned, zero trust. I've heard that term, but I admit it sounds a bit intimidating.
It's not as scary as it sounds. The core idea is pretty simple. Never trust, always verify. So instead of assuming anyone inside the network is safe, zero trust requires continuous authentication and authorization for everyone and every device.
So even if you've already made it past the digital bouncer, you still have to show your ID at every door within the building. It's a much more granular approach.
Exactly. And that's super important in building operations. Think about it. You might have a bunch of vendors, each needing to access different systems at different times. Zero trust lets you tailor those permissions very precisely. A technician gets access to only the specific HVAC controls they need for the time they need them and nothing more.
Okay, so no more master keys floating around. It's like having a custom security system for every room in the building.
Exactly. And the beauty of this approach is that it scales really well. As you add more buildings, more systems, more users, zero trust just adapts. It's built for the constantly changing world of modern building operations.
So it sounds like zero trust has some real advantages, especially for someone managing a lot of buildings. But how does this all translate to actual solutions? You mentioned Neeve earlier, a zero trust platform designed for OT environments. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure, Neeve takes those zero trust principles and applies them specifically to securing building operations. It's not just a theory, it's a real-world solution with features built to protect your systems, streamline operations, and simplify management.
Right. I'm definitely interested. Let's dive into those features and see how Neeve works in practice. What makes it so well suited for building operations?
Well, one of the things that sets Neeve apart is its granular access control, something we've already touched on. Imagine giving an HVAC technician access to only the building's temperature controls and only during their scheduled shift. That's the level of precision we're talking about.
So it's not just about keeping unauthorized people out. You're also preventing accidental or intentional misuse from people who are authorized.
Yeah.
That's a double layer of protection.
Exactly. But securing access is just one piece of the puzzle. What about protecting the sensitive data flowing through these systems? Blueprints, security codes, operational data, all this information needs to be protected.
So that's where encryption comes in, making sure that even if someone intercepts the data, it's unreadable.
Right. And Neve is really good at this. It uses end-to-end encryption. So the data is encrypted from the moment it's sent and stays protected the whole way, even within the network. It's like sending that sensitive information in a locked briefcase. Only the intended recipient with the right key can unlock it.
That's good to know. But what happens when something suspicious IS happening? How does Neve deal with potential threats?
Well, Neve doesn't just wait for something bad to happen. It's constantly monitoring the network, looking for any signs of trouble. It uses AI and machine learning to analyze patterns and spot anomalies, even subtle ones that a human might miss.
So it's like having a digital security guard that never sleeps, always on the lookout.
You got it. And if Neve detects a potential threat, it doesn't just send an alert. It can take immediate action to isolate the threat, prevent further damage, and even alert the right people.
That's impressive. But with all this advanced technology, I'm guessing it must be a nightmare to set up and manage.
Actually, not at all. Yeah. That's one of the great things about Neve. It's designed to be easy to use and integrate seamlessly. Whether your building systems run on Windows, macOS, or Linux, whether they're on-premise in the cloud or a mix of both, Neve can adapt to your existing infrastructure.
That's a relief.
Yeah.
So no need to rip and replace everything just to get this level of security.
Exactly. And because Neve integrates with popular cloud platforms like Azure and AWS, it fits right into the way many modern buildings are already managed. You can even deploy Neve in a hybrid mode, gradually transitioning to a zero-trust model without disrupting your operations.
That kind of flexibility is essential these days, especially when you're dealing with older systems and newer technologies all mixed together.
Absolutely. Neve is built to handle those complexities and provide a smooth transition to a more secure and efficient future.
All right, so we've laid the groundwork. We've got a basic understanding of jump host and zero trust, and we've seen how Neve puts those concepts into action. But I'm really interested in hearing more about the specific benefits, especially for someone who manages multiple buildings. That's where we'll pick up after a short break. Stay with us. Welcome back. We're continuing our deep dive into secure remote access for building operations. We've already covered a lot, from the limitations of jump host to the potential of zero trust.
And we've introduced Neve, a platform that brings zero trust to life with features designed for the challenges of managing operational technology. But there's more to explore beyond just the technical stuff.
Right. I'm curious about how Neve impacts the day-to-day reality of managing a portfolio of buildings. It sounds good in theory, but how does it actually translate to benefits for a building manager juggling multiple properties and vendors?
One area where Neve really excels is in boosting team productivity. Think about all the time wasted coordinating vendor access phone calls, emails, on-site visits, just to let someone in Neve streamlines that whole process, giving you centralized control over who accesses what and when.
So instead of being a gatekeeper, a building manager can focus on more strategic tasks. That level of efficiency would be huge, especially for a small team managing a large portfolio.
Absolutely. And it's not just about streamlining vendor access. Neve also simplifies troubleshooting and incident response. With traditional approaches, tracking down the source of a problem can be really tough. But Neve provides a detailed audit trail of all activities, making it much easier to identify the root cause of an issue and resolve it quickly.
That granular level of insight must be incredibly valuable, not just for fixing problems, but also for identifying patterns and preventing future incidents. It's like having a security camera that not only records what happened, but also helps you understand why it happened.
Precisely. And speaking of security, Neve's proactive threat detection capabilities significantly reduce the risk of breaches and downtime. By constantly monitoring network activity and analyzing behavior patterns, it can identify and isolate threats before they cause serious damage. This shift from reactive to proactive security is crucial for maintaining business continuity.
So it's not just about locking the doors. It's about having a system that can anticipate and respond to threats in real time. That level of protection must be reassuring for building managers.
Absolutely. But let's not forget about scalability. As your portfolio grows, new buildings, new systems, new vendors, Neve grows with you. There's no need to constantly reconfigure your security infrastructure or worry about compatibility.
That's a huge advantage in today's world where everything is constantly changing. You need a solution that can adapt.
And that's where Neve's cloud-native architecture comes in, because it's built for the cloud. It's scalable, flexible, resilient. You can easily add new users' devices or even entire buildings without having to invest in expensive hardware.
It sounds like having a security system that can expand and contract as needed.
That's a great way to put it. And this scalability goes beyond the technical aspects. It also applies to how Neve handles security policies.
Now that's interesting. I can imagine managing security policies across a large portfolio of buildings could get really complicated.
You're right. With traditional approaches, every new building system or user often requires manual updates to your security rules. It's time-consuming, error-prone, and a headache.
Yeah, I can see that becoming a nightmare.
But with Neve, you can define policies once and apply them across your entire portfolio. So if you have a rule that says HVAC technicians can only access temperature controls during certain hours, that rule automatically applies to every building, no matter how many you add.
It's like having a master security blueprint that adapts to your changing needs, ensuring consistent protection across all your properties.
Exactly. And this consistency is crucial for compliance, which is another area where Neve really shines. The world of building management is full of regulations and audits, and keeping up with those requirements can be overwhelming.
Oh, I bet. It sounds like a lot of work to manually prove to an auditor that you're meeting every single security standard across all your buildings.
It can be, but Neve makes it much easier because it's built with security best practices in mind and adheres to industry standards like ISO 27001 and SOC 2 Type 2. It helps you meet those regulatory requirements from the start.
So it's like having a built-in compliance officer constantly making sure you're doing everything right. That must be a huge relief.
It is. And the best part is that you don't have to sacrifice ease of use for security or compliance. Neve's interface is intuitive, making it easy for anyone to manage access, monitor activity, and generate reports.
It sounds almost too good to be true. You're telling me I can have this incredibly powerful security solution that's also user-friendly, scalable, and helps me meet all my compliance requirements.
It might sound like a lot, but Neve really does deliver on all fronts. It's about empowering building managers to take control of their security without adding complexity.
Okay, you've definitely made me curious. Let's say I'm a building manager listening to this, and I'm thinking, this all sounds great, but how do I actually get started with Neve? What would you suggest?
The best way to experience Neve is to book a free demo. You can go to their website, schedule a time, and one of their experts will walk you through the platform, answer your questions, and even tailor the demo to your specific needs.
So it's a risk-free way to see Neve in action and explore how it can solve your unique challenges.
Exactly. It's a chance to see beyond the marketing and really understand how Neve can change the way you manage building security.
That's a great suggestion. We've covered a lot in this deep dive, exploring secure remote access for building operations, the benefits of zero trust, and how Neve puts those concepts into practice. But there's still more to uncover, especially as we think about the future of building operations.
You're right. As buildings become more interconnected and reliant on technology, security takes on a whole new dimension. It's not just about protecting data and systems. It's about safeguarding what makes a building functional and habitable.
That's a fascinating perspective. I'm really interested in exploring that idea further. Listeners, join us as we explore the bigger picture of secure remote access and what it means for the future of our built environment. We're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into secure remote access for building operations. We've gone from the basics of jump hosts and zero trust to seeing the benefits of Neve in action.
And, you know, as we start thinking about the future, I think it's helpful to view buildings not just as structures, but as living organisms.
Okay, that's an interesting analogy. You've mentioned that before. I'm curious to hear more.
Well, think about it. Each system within a building, HVAC, lighting, security, elevators, it's like a vital organ working to keep everything balanced. Just like in a human body, if one system fails, the whole building can be affected.
So security isn't just about data, it's about protecting the essential functions that keep a building alive and well.
Exactly. And as buildings become more interconnected and rely more on technology, that security layer has to evolve. It's like the building's nervous system constantly monitoring and protecting everything.
So where does Neve fit into this analogy? What role does it play in this interconnected ecosystem?
Well, you could think of Neve as the immune system always scanning for threats, identifying vulnerabilities, and taking action to protect the building from harm. It's not just about reacting to incidents, it's about preventing them from happening in the first place.
That's a powerful image. But it's more than just protection, right? It's also about enabling those vital connections, making sure the right information gets to the right places at the right time.
Absolutely. Neve helps facilitate communication between systems, just like the nervous system allows different parts of the body to work together smoothly. Right. It's about creating a healthy, resilient environment where everything functions in harmony.
You know, it strikes me that this idea of buildings as living organisms goes beyond just the technical side of security. It speaks to a deeper responsibility we have as building managers and occupants.
I completely agree. As we rely more and more on technology to create comfortable, efficient, and sustainable buildings, we also create more potential vulnerabilities. We need to be mindful of these interconnected systems and how important security is to their health.
It's almost like we're becoming caretakers of these complex, technologically advanced organisms.
That's a great way to put it. We have a responsibility to protect these buildings, not just for ourselves, but for the future. We need to ensure they can withstand any challenges that come their way.
So what does this mean for someone managing a building today? How can they embrace this mindset and prepare for the future?
I think the most important thing is to realize that security is not a one-time fix. It's an ongoing process. Just like a living organism, buildings need constant care and attention.
So it's about being proactive, staying informed about new threats, and adapting your strategies to meet those challenges.
Exactly. And it's about choosing solutions that are built for this constantly changing environment. Solutions like Neeve that embrace the principles of zero trust and provide the flexibility, scalability, and intelligence needed to navigate this complex world.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We've explored the technical side of secure remote access, the benefits of zero trust, and even the bigger picture of buildings as interconnected ecosystems.
And I hope throughout this discussion, we've shown that security is not just about technology, it's about mindset. It's about understanding how our built environment is changing and choosing solutions that can keep up with that change.
So to everyone listening, whether you're a building manager, a security professional, or just someone who uses and enjoys these amazing structures, remember this.
Security is a vital part of a building's well-being, just as important as its physical structure and the people inside it.
By being proactive and exploring solutions like Neeve's, we can assure our buildings not only survive, but thrive, both now and in the future. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into secure remote access for building operations.
It was a pleasure.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Stay curious, stay informed, and stay secure.